Hi, guys. Welcome to Truth Radio. Host Charles Giuliani. Still have John in California. Yeah, John, I hear what you're saying. I don't, just because someone says something on my show doesn't mean I totally agree with it. In fact, you know, I had that geocentric guy on a couple weeks ago. Obviously don't agree with him on that. You know, I just like to get different ideas out there, have people hear what other opinions are. And
That's fine, Charlie. But
everything I've ever read indicates that they still have that position, that they don't want Catholics joining Masonry. So I don't agree with that. I don't think he's correct on that. I've never seen anything, anywhere.
I know I would appreciate, and I'm sure your other listeners would appreciate, if you're having trouble accepting what one of your guests says, you know, you might just want to make it clear that, you know, ask him the same kind of questions to him that I'm asking to you. Maybe you didn't hear me yelling into my computer speakers at the time, but I was... anyway, it's one thing for you to make assertions about the involvement of the Catholic Church in this one-world religion and hence the one-world government movement. And I don't
that
have
I can
a problem.
Prove. I got the documents
with
on
the
that.
Assertion because a lot of things that you're saying seem to fit. But when I'm talking to somebody and I'm trying to make the point, I've got to have a little bit more than...
Email me at... TruthEarthsRadio@AOL.com. I'll send you today's transcripts. You can share them. You know, I've got quotes coming up from Malachi Martin.
Okay.
Nobody can debate him. He was the highest ranking. He's dead now, of course, he was the highest ranking Jesuit authority at the Vatican at the time, and he didn't pull any punches. He came right out and said it.
But even you know, when various people say that highest levels of the College of Cardinals are presently involved with the P2 Lodge, I know of the P2 Lodge. And I'm aware of this guy who has this website, VaticanAssassins.org. How much of his stuff I believe, I'm not sure. But, you know, to say that the church is involved in the formation of the one world government, that's another quantum leap to make. And if you've got other sources that would prove involvement by cardinals. In the Masonic lodges, whatever books they are, I'd sure appreciate knowing about it, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm going to be reading, you know, documenting
okay.
that. Yeah.
Fair enough. I know
but
you're
also,
just...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and
but I just want to make
your first
point.
Hour of this show. So,
we've come to a point. We've come to a point where, you know, we cannot pledge our allegiance to any system, to any institution, because they're all corrupted today. And, you know, whether they want to or not, they've found themselves forced into a collaboration with this thing if they want to continue to exist. And let's face it, the Vatican, I mean, even the CIA fact book tells us that the Vatican has the most holdings, Vatican Bank, that is, has the most holdings of any financial institution on the planet, apparently including the Rothschilds. Now, with that kind of money comes obviously a lot of power. There's just no way that you can maintain those kind of holdings and have that kind of power unless you're embedded with this system. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Even if they...
Charlie, again... I don't have a problem with you asserting that,
want the documentation.
I don't even have a problem if it's true. But to tell you the truth, what I would think is even stronger if you can somehow show me, so I can show others that the whole thing about the Masonry is a big lie. Here's a list of the members of the College of Cardinals who are longtime members of the P2 Lodge in Italy. And boy, right. That would go a long way. The fact that they have more a dollar value holdings, Charlie, it's kind of interesting. But you know what it really means? I don't know. I don't know how I'd convince someone on that alone. Now, there's a whole realm of circumstantial evidence, which a lot of which is very interesting. What you're doing, which paints a total picture. And if someone wants to see that picture, they can. But you have to realize I'm dealing with fellow Roman Catholics. So, right.
Yeah, it's hard to do that with anybody. Anybody of any faith. It's hard to get.
May not matter too much, but the P2 Lodge and Masonry, that would show the big lie if you can do it.
Sure, I hear you.
Okay, thanks a lot,
man.
Charlie.
Okay, thanks a lot. We got a couple more callers. We'll take them when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Hey guys, back on Two Thirds Radio. Let's go now to Rita, who's been waiting in Colorado, and then we'll go to PJ in the UK. I like that one.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead, Rita.
Yeah,
welcome.
I just wanted to say just a little bit about the concept of Catholics and Protestants, and how I think, you know, I think America got it right. Because, like, remember, I don't know if you're old enough, but I remember when Italians didn't get a divorce. It's like they all had to be Catholics. And I guess that somebody thought that was going to be the wonderful, you know, thing that would happen, and they'll make everybody a Catholic, and they'll just have, you know, a wonderful world ever after. But, I think that America got it right, because we got Protestants and Catholics, and we know that, you know, we got differences about that, you know, and there's some things that, you know, Catholics got to do, and, you know.
Oh, hey, I'm all for people coming together and putting aside differences. That's great. But
yeah,
not when there's a central power system that wants to hijack the thing and get them under their control.
Oh, yeah. But,
and I don't care who that power system is. I don't care who it is. I'm not
right,
going to be sheep-herded under anybody's umbrella.
But there is, like, there is a government, you know. And so the government, there's going to be people in the government, they want to be Christian, you know, and they're going to have a church. And so it always works that way. And so, I mean, there's you can't really get rid of Catholics, you know. So,
we're not talking about getting rid of them. We're just talking about
I mean,
the hierarchical system and not letting it sheep herd us and control us.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, if you look at a world where it's just only Catholics, or a world like America where we've got Catholics and Protestants. You know, I think that's the right thing. And we've got Catholics over here, you know. And so, that, you know, that's the problem I have, because you always say Catholics, and you're talking about the Church of Rome, which is like two square blocks in Rome, Italy. And, yeah, like, Pope John Paul, you know, the second, he couldn't go to Moscow because he couldn't take the people telling him who he was. You know,
no,
you're the president of two square blocks in Italy.
The system we've had in this here in this country has worked great. Catholics and Protestants have coexisted. Neither one is trampling over the other. They've gotten along. That's fine. But when the hierarchical structure over in Rome, you know, announces that they're trying to bring them together so that they can gain control over the other churches, that's where I have a problem.
Yeah. See,
they don't have any aspiration of power. They're not seeking that.
Right. So they're a crown church. So the crown, you know, representing the government, wants to get what they do, and so they will expedite, and they'll use racism or whatever they got to do to get, you know, what they want, you know, in non-Christian ways.
Right.
So, but Catholics being true Christians, you know, that's the thing. Catholic also means true Christian. So if we have Catholics in America, you know, that's who we should. I mean, be referring to as Catholics, not the Church of Rome all the time, you know?
Right, right. No, I agree.
Because that's
agree.
Not our government. You know, that's never going to be our government, right?
So, well, let's hope not.
I hope, yeah.
Anyway, did any more points, Rita? Because I still got poor PJ's been waiting a long time.
No, let's let you get to the next guys. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rita.
Goodbye.
Okay, let's go quick. I hope he's still there. The poor guy's been waiting forever. PJ in the UK.
Good evening, Charles. First time I'm talking to you. Can I say to you, you're extremely patient with callers. I don't know where you get the patience from. And I'll just follow up on that chat briefly. In California, John in California, don't thrash yourself to death on the way. I'm sure you would have said to him, he can have access to anything you have. He can make his own assessment. The truth will set you free, and the truth hurts. But don't thrash yourself to death into a frenzy on the journey. You'll have no energy to do the research, I suspect.
Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from, though, because he's dealing with other Catholics, and it's very hard to. It's that way with any religion, you know, if you're trying to wake people up to the corruption.
Well, I've been in all three, born a Catholic, became a Christian, been in a Bible church, been in an evangelical church, and it's in Ireland, Britain, Canada, and the States. I've lived in all four. John Stapler knows who I am. But briefly, most of the churches are badly infiltrated, and the Bible church circuit in America, in America is severely infiltrated by Masons. It's totally visible.
Yeah.
And the word is reform. I'm sure you could do a very good program. I know you do very well what you do, but do you agree? The word is reform. If we reform ourselves in this life, it's about time good Anglicans stood up and tried to take our church back from the homosexuals and Masons who run it in the UK here. The Catholic Church is beyond redemption. It's not a church. It's not a religion.
Yeah, they've really done a job, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very visible. I don't write on that subject. I write on other matters. But can I ask you, there's another chap broadcasting. I'm not trying to create conflict here. I've lost track of him, but Michael Corbin in Denver has done a lot of work on this subject. Have you come across him?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll send you details of him, etc. But I'm very sad. You made a remark there that your program is coming to an end in RBN. Can you say on air why that is?
Well, like I said, money is one of the big factors. Other issues. I don't really want to get into but
I know. Well, the Patriot.
Well, let's just say this: this country's gone to hell in a haybasket. Our freedoms are gone, and
I don't want to. Same in the UK.
I don't want to be hanging out at a firing squad with a target shirt on. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
I have kids. If I didn't have kids, I'd be a little more bold. But where I have kids, I really fear for what can happen to them. You know.
I know. Just briefly, how many hours of radio broadcasting have you done over the years? Can they be? Do you own your own archiving? Can you get them transcribed and up? Apart from
well, they're
RBN?
Still up, and they'll be up at least till the end of the month when I leave. They're on RBN's website. I have. If you just go to republicbroadcasting.org, look down on the left, and you'll see show archives. Just click on that, and then you'll see my page, Truth Hurts. Click on it for 2007, 2008. And you'll see all the shows archived there, and you can download any one that you want and save them on your computer.
No, I ring up basically to thank you for your broadcast. It's outstanding stuff, and I will pass it on to people to listen to your archive. It's truly very, very good, and it's the truth. But it's the truth. The truth in this country in Britain is libelous, and the libel laws are extremely tough here, much tougher than in America. And I write.
Well, we're right behind you.
Yeah, it's pretty, really tough. But anyway, best of luck to you, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. Thank you
okay,
for your program.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, I'll pick up here where I left off before the calls. Today, the Protestant churches, who have been shaking hands with Rome, or if you will, a better analogy, sticking their head in the lion's mouth, have absolutely no idea what they're headed for. Again, Rome, when I say Rome, understand, I'm talking about the Vatican now. Rome portrays itself as this pretty little kitten, this cute little kitten. Oh, come up and pat the kitten. Isn't he cute? But it's a ravenous beast, a lion, if you will. If only they would read such books as The Keys of This Blood. I made reference earlier to Malachi Martin. Well, his book, The Keys of This Blood, was a real eye-opener for me. They came out in 1990. This man was a foremost authority on Vatican affairs. He was an insider. He died a few years back, but in this book, he laid it out exactly what's going on. And he said in no uncertain terms that the Catholic Church, the Vatican, and the then reigning Pope, and of course this one is no exception, the current Pope, that it was their intention to emerge as the victor in a battle that was waging then, still wages now, for domination of the world. He said he intended to emerge as the victor. He was the head contender, and he would emerge as the victor for, you know, vying for control of the New World Order. He said that all religious groups, quote, are destined to undergo a series of severe shocks and mutations as they adapt themselves to the new globalism emanating from more powerful groups. Destined to undergo, he's talking about all religious groups now, all the churches, destined to undergo a series of severe shocks and mutations as they adapt themselves to the new globalism emanating from more powerful groups. He said, in other words, there's a tremendous pressure being put on them, and they have to, you know, they're being forced to conform. They don't have a choice. He goes on to say, there is no way that any one of them will be able to maintain itself in any vibrancy and progressive strength unless it allows or suffers its provincialism to be enlarged beyond the confines it traditionally observed. Individuals among them may for a while maintain themselves within those confines, but inevitably, as groups, they will have to face dire alternatives. Either they will become thoroughly and realistically globalized and therefore capable of collaborating in the building of a geopolitical structure, i.e. New World Order, or as groups, they will remain in place, diminish in numbers and influence, and finally lose their identity as operative parts in a new world order. There he said it. He actually came out and said new world order. And I apologize, my volume's playing games on me again today. I thought this problem was resolved. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, did you catch what he was saying here? I mean, guys, it doesn't get more clear than this. And please, if you want, you know, email me. I'll send these transcripts to you, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And later you can read statements like this carefully, slowly, and really absorb it and get the message of what this is saying. I can't stress enough what is being said here. This is so important. He's boasting here that the Vatican's intention is to force all other religious groups into conformance, into collaborating, to form a new world order. And if they don't, they'll diminish in number, and they'll be eventually crushed out of existence. They'll cease to exist. So conform and be allowed to continue, or refuse to conform and you'll fade out. Guys, you know, I hope you can see what's happening here. You've got people like Pat Robertson, who used to speak against the errors of Romanism, about the dangers of the power-hungry nature of Romanism. He doesn't do that anymore. Billy Graham used to do that. He doesn't do it anymore. He used to, you know, seek proselytization, if you will, or conversion of Catholics to Protestantism, you know. Now he says, oh, it doesn't matter whatever church you grew up in, if it was Catholic, if it was Protestant. He's not speaking out against Rome anymore. Why do you suppose that is? You know, I could go on and on with other names, but I don't think I need to. You got the point here, folks. All right, we're going to go another break. Stick with us, guys. I'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Picking up with our discussion here, guys, of this emerging global religion. And it's very clear what religion is going to head up this global system. It's the Vatican, guys. By their own admission, this is what they want. It's what they've always wanted. Let me remind you again, they had domination over Europe all during the Middle Ages. They lost that. They want it back. They've been working hard toward that goal ever since, and they're almost there now. Ecumenism is playing a big role in this, and another thing that's played a big role in it is the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches. Now, the intention here is just to bring Protestant churches together because that's really all that belong to these institutions. These are Protestant entities. But this is all part of it, guys. For, you know, it's just like they're bringing nations together regionally first, like the European Union and the North American Union, and then later they're going to bring them together under all one happy little global banner. Well, that's what's going on here with the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches. They're getting the Protestant churches to unite first, and then later they'll bring them all together, you know, along with Rome, under one happy little banner there. Do you see this? This is regionalization in a religious form here, the religious version of regionalization. World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. In this regard, a March 1942 Time article told of the recommendations of the National Council of Churches on how to bring about world government. Please recognize, again, this is going back, 66 years ago. This is way back in the World War II era. And they're talking then about, you know, these churches uniting and helping to bring about world government. Look what they said. This has always been their goal, guys. Always. They said a world government requires strong immediate limitation on national sovereignty. Oh, you got to be kidding, guys. What do you see happening right now? The wide open borders, the emergence of the Pan-American or North American Union. It's the end of sovereignty. Well, what was this publication back in 1942 doing talking about it? Don't you see this is an age-old goal and it's only now coming to fruition? It took them a long time to get the nations dumbed down and prepped up for this thing. Well, here it is now coming. They've been wanting this a long time. They've been passing on the torch from father to son and to grandson, generation after generation, to continue with this agenda, working hard toward it from behind the scenes. Anyway, the quote continues, international control of all armies and navies, a universal system of money, worldwide freedom of immigration. Freedom of immigration, i.e. wide open borders. Progressive elimination of all tariff and quota restrictions on world trade, a democratically controlled international bank. Democratically, yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, it goes on. A new order of economic life is both imminent and imperative through voluntary cooperation within the framework of democracy or through explosive political revolution. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? It says here that the National Council of Churches was all for promoting a new world order, a global system, a global cohesion, breaking down of sovereignty, and that this new economic life is both imminent and imperative through voluntary cooperation within the framework of democracy or through explosive political revolution. In other words, we can do it peacefully. You can go along with it and consider it, a democratic system if you want, if you can go by that propaganda, if we're able to fool you. Or if not, if we can't fool you that it's, quote, democratic, whatever that means. If you won't go along with it cooperatively, well, we'll just have political explosive revolution, whatever it takes. But we're going to get what we want. Listen to this. That's not subtle at all. They're telling you right out, guys. They want power. That's all there is to it. And there goes my volume again. Oh, I tell you, I don't know. Anyway, please notice the options listed here, guys. Achieving acceptance of global government and economics and a global religion, either through cooperation, again, or through force. Can you not see that the purpose of uniting all the churches is to assist in bringing about the new world order? This type of globalist propaganda, guys, has been echoed over and over throughout the religious world for decades on end now at the highest levels. Just after World War I, for example, in 1919, going back even before the quote I just read from 1942, going back to 1919, the American Baptist Publication Society published a book fitly called The New World Order. It was written by Samuel Zane Batten, and it contained these most revealing statements. It's unbelievable. The religious world is every bit as much pushing for the New World Order, guys, as the political world. Listen to what this book said, Baptist publication. Men must learn to have world patriotism. World patriotism must be a faith. There is no more justice for the claim of absolute sovereignty on the part of a nation than on the part of an individual. In other words, everyone must come together, nations as a whole, individuals within nations must all come together. There's no more individuality, no more separatism. Unbelievable. The quote goes on. I'll finish it when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Let me continue with this quote here from 1919, a Baptist publication. It goes on to say, "The only alternative is world federation, with a world parliament, an international court, and an international police force." Guys, once again, how can people not see this? We've pretty much got all this right now. And here they were talking about this at the early part of this last century. Again, can't you see? This is all coming to fruition now. They've had this on the drafting board for ages. They've been pushing heavy from behind the scenes without the public perceiving what was going on. And now that they've got all the pieces in place, now they're dumping it on us, carte blanche, boom, 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 all at once. Anyway, the quote continues, "Men must have an international mind before there can be a world federation." internationalism must first be a religion before it can be a reality and a system. So there you have it. They recognize that forming this world religion is essential to having their world government. So that, again, you got all the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, you got ecumenism, all leading toward the same goal. Here's another quote, guys, another example of globalist propaganda emanating from the religious world. This one is an excerpt from a memorial to be addressed to the House of Bishops and the House of Clerical and Lay Deputies of the Protestant Episcopal Church in General Convention, October of 1940. So we're skipping up again. More recent times. This is from 1940, a publication put out by the Episcopal Church, and here's what it said. The term internationalism has been popularized in recent years to cover an interlocking financial, political, and economic world force for the purpose of establishing a world government, and they have it in capitals. Today, internationalism is heralded from pulpit and platform as a League of Nations or a Federated Union, keep in mind, this is before the United Nations was formulated, to which the United States must surrender a definite part of its national sovereignty. This sounds like something out of the, you know, Council on Foreign Relations Journal, Foreign Affairs. Yeah, this is a church publication. We just read one from the Baptist Church going back to 1919. Again, this one is the Episcopal Church from 1940. Do you now see why I say these churches, all of them, are hijacked by the globalists? Of course they are. They knew they would never have their way if they didn't hijack this avenue. It's not enough just to get control of the media and the education system. They had to get the churches, too. And they did, beginning very early on. Anyway, this quote continues. The world government plan is being advanced under such alluring names as the New International Order, the New World Order, World Union Now, World Commonwealth of Nations, World Community, etc. All the terms have the same objective, however. The line of approach may be religious or political according to the taste or training of the individual. Oh, heavens, man, if you can't see what this is saying here. Change the name to suit the audience, you know, use the chameleon tactic, whatever will appeal to them so that they don't be aroused to know what's going on. Use different terms to suit your audience, internationalism, globalization, globalism, whatever it takes, but do all you can to bring them around to this agenda, to get them to accept it, disguise it, sugarcoat it, spray, you know, red dye number 7 on it so it looks appealing. And that's all they've done, guys. Sugarcoating this trash. And you hear it today, not only on the evening news, not only from Professor Buttkiss, but you now hear it from Pastor Buttkiss as well, and have been hearing it actually for quite some time, because they hijack the churches as well as all these other avenues of public information. Here's yet another quote along this line of globalist propaganda that has been pawned off on us from the religious world. This is from 1971, a book called Christian Biopolitics. I found this gem myself at a used book sale. It was published, again, in 1971. The author was Kenneth Coffin. And, there goes my mic again. Sorry, guys, my mic keeps bugging out on me. This is unbelievable. Anyway, Kenneth Coffin is the author here, back in 1971. Here's what he said. The task to which I would like to see Christians the world over commit themselves during the next 3 decades, keep in mind, this was 1971, the next 3 decades would take us up to 2001, which is when our beloved Gluteus Maximus took office, our Christian president. Anyway, listen to what he said. Over the next 3 decades is to formulate visions of a good future in the light of which believers can learn to cope with change. Well, you know, as a part of that, coping with change, believers have had their ministers prostituted by Homeland Security agents. Did you know this, guys? Homeland Security sent out agents to meet with ministers in churches all around the country to get them to agree that, you know, if or when martial law is introduced, and, oh, they're going to introduce it, all right, when it's introduced, that these ministers will shill for them and tell their gullible parishioners that this is a good thing. Oh, it might not seem good right now, but, you know, it's for the best interest of the public. It's to get law and order back, blah, 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 blah. Do you see what this is calling for? This 1971 document telling people, you know, that believers can learn to cope with change. Yeah. Do you like the change? Do you like your economy going to pot? Do you like the price of oil and gas being exponentially raised? Do you like the fact that your homes are being stolen away through mortgage foreclosures? Through those rigged floating mortgages they suckered you into years ago? Do you like the change? Are you learning to cope with it? Is your pastor helping you? Well, now you know why. The changes, the quote continues, are coming. Believers need to be at work causing changes that direct men toward the promise of the new world. The changes are coming. Christians need to learn to live with the new, to welcome it, and to be open to it. The changes are coming. You see how we're four times in that quote? The changes are coming. The changes are coming. Are you getting excited? Well, if not, talk to your pastor and he'll help you to get excited because he works for us. Oh, I read this right there at the used bookstore, and I didn't care what the cost was. I was buying it. This thing is unbelievable, guys. I'm usually pretty good at that. I can spot a book a mile away. There goes
my volume again. Sorry about that.
I usually can spot these books a mile away. I can sniff them out. You know, they say you can't judge a book by its cover. Well, I have been doing that quite effectively for years now. And, you know, it does appear that my yelling is causing my mic to drop down. I don't know what. Anybody has any idea what that is, email me at truthhurtsradio@AOL.com and guide me through it, because I'm not too computer literate. But obviously that is what's happening here. When I yell, my volume boost cuts off. Anyway, maybe we're getting close to a diagnosis here. But, guys, do you see what's going on here? Listen to this. It's unbelievable. The manipulation here is obvious. It cannot be denied. Again, over the decades, can't you see these religious publications? They're all saying the same thing. They're all pushing for New World Order, trying to sucker you into accepting it. One final piece of globalist religious propaganda that we'll look at today, of this nature anyway, was published back in 1958. It was called If the Churches Want World Peace. It was written in order to take advantage of the well-meaning yet ignorant Christians who, after witnessing the ravages of two world wars and the more recent Korean War, were desperate to see an end to all the fighting. The solution that this book offered, of course, was that the churches should come together as one and put pressure on their government to endorse the United Nations and its policies as our only hope for world peace. On page 133 of this work, which I also have in my collection, it's unbelievable, it says this: of potential significance to the future of international relations is the ecumenical movement of our times. Prior to the Reformation, Christianity in the Western world was a unified movement held together by the organization of the Catholic Church. They want us to think that's a good thing, by the way. Go back to the tyranny of the Dark Ages. Right. Anyway, it continues. The Reformation ended all of this, splitting Christendom into fragments and leading, in some cases, to the establishment of national churches, like the Anglican Church. The universal quality of the Christian faith was thus destroyed. You gotta be kidding, guys. Keep in mind, this is a Protestant publication, I might add, so-called. The quality of Christianity was destroyed when they broke away from the tyrannical Roman system that would snuff your life out if you dared disagree with anything they said. yeah, that was a step in the wrong direction. Do you see what he's calling for here? He's calling for a return to the Dark Ages. Gather together around Rome's table, bow before the Vaticana again. By the way, that word means snake nest in Latin, Vatican. Yeah, like Cancun. Snake nest, guys. Can. Anyway, you read stuff like this, it's just absolutely astonishing. Here's an interesting quote. I found this at a used book sale, too. This book cost me $130, I think it was, $120, $130, but worth every penny. I had to get it. When I opened it up and read this quote, it's from a book called National Patriotism in Papal Teaching, written in 1942 by John J. Wright, who at that time was serving as the Bishop of Worcester, Massachusetts. Here's what he had to say. In the book, he discussed, you know, the dominant role that the papacy intended to play in the emerging world government. And here's what he said, quote, "Modern obligations of patriotism ended with the consideration of the great emphasis placed by the last four popes on the patriotic obligation to promote a world order. Over all the nations of the earth, regardless of their political organization or differences, whether or not they are in point of present fact in union with the Holy See, the Vatican, the authority of the Roman Pontiff acts as a broad transcending all national, acts as a bond, sorry, transcending all national lines and constituting men and nations without exceptions, sons of a common father, sheep and lambs of the same fold underneath the Pope's banner." That's what he's saying here. It doesn't matter where you're from, all of you are part of the same fold under the Pope's banner. Whether you recognize his authority or not, you're all under his control. That's what he's saying. And then he goes on to say this, "In order that the Church, the Catholic Church, may accomplish her work of disposing men and nations as well as make her positive contribution of a world code and a world moral tribunal, two conditions are manifestly essential. The first as a point of practical necessity, the second as an ideal goal to be attained in the future." And then he goes on to say, number one, "The nations of the world must guarantee the absolute independence of the Holy See in the exercise of its mission of teaching men and nations." In other words, they must recognize her primacy and give her independence and not exercise any control over her, but in fact let her exercise control over others. Number two, "All men desirous of lasting social union must seek as an indispensable condition of that union in any perfect degree religious unity in submission to the divine authority of the Holy See. All men," not just all nations, he went on to say, "all men must render themselves in submission to the divine authority of the Holy See, the Vatican." There you go, guys. I hope you can see. I'm not making this up. I'm not paranoid. I can back up what I'm saying. I am backing up what I'm saying with the most authoritative quotes. I'm quoting right from the horse's mouth, or maybe I should say the horse's butt. I don't know. You take your pick. But we've just seen from Protestant sources, Episcopal and Baptist and other Protestant writers. Now we've just read here from a Catholic source, a former bishop of Worcester, Massachusetts, all saying the same thing. Ultimately, all churches must come together in support of the New World Order, and it must be done in submission to the Vatican. Any questions? Oh, but it goes on. Don't worry. Plenty more where that came from. To illustrate just how dangerous the call for unity with Rome is, guys, we only need look at how thoroughly opposed it has been and still is to the cause of liberty and how hungry it has been and still is for power. To accomplish this task, let's take a look, for starters, at some very revealing statements made by Pope Pius IX in his encyclical letter of August 15th, 1854. This is a pope who said this. In fact, Pius IX is the one who later declared papal infallibility in 1870. And here's what he said, speaking, quote, infallibly. He said, the absurd and erroneous doctrines or ravings in defense of the liberty of conscience are most pestilential errors, a pest of all others, most to be dreaded in a state. In other words, the liberty of conscience is the most to be dreaded in a state. This is something to war against, he said. It's something evil. He went on to say, in his encyclical letter of December 8, 1864, he authorized those who, or I'm sorry, anathematized or declared heretics, those who, quote, assert the liberty of conscience and of religious worship, as well as those who maintain that the church may not employ force. You are a heretic, he says, if you say that the church does not have the ability or should not have the ability to employ force. And that if you say that you believe in liberty of conscience and of religious worship. In both of these encyclicals, he was against liberty of conscience. In other words, you should be forced against your will to believe the way the Vatican dictates. And he emphasized that point by going on to say that you're a heretic if you say the church may not employ force. So he's making it clear here. The church has the right and should be upheld to have the right force you to believe according to what it says is truth, and you don't have the right to conscience. That's a most pestilential error, he said. Anyone want to challenge me now and tell me the Vatican isn't after total world power? Call me up. Be right back, guys.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've just got a few more minutes left here, so obviously I'm going to have to finish this up tomorrow. But I have to read this quote here, at least this one, before we close today. Understand, guys, as we just saw from the previous quotes I read, that was from a former pope, Pope Pius IX. And he's not alone in those sentiments. But, you know, when you quote from a pope, nobody can say that, well, that doesn't represent Catholic teaching. Oh, it certainly does. And it's been Catholic teaching all along, all through its history. You can look this stuff up for yourself, guys. You can look it up from Catholic publications. In fact, that's what I'm quoting from. This next quote is from a Catholic publication. And it comes from about 100 years after, a little over 100 years after the quote I just read, the last two quotes I just read. And it shows that Catholic, or should I say, the Vatican's view of freedom, of, you know, liberty of conscience and freedom of speech and on, it hasn't changed. They're every bit as much against it today as they ever were before. They hate our Constitution, folks. The Vatican despises. Don't forget, it calls liberty of conscience a most pestilential error, most to be dreaded in a state. Well, let's look at a quote from Peter DeRosa, author of The Dark Side of the Papacy. Actually, the name of the full name of the book is The Vicars of Christ, Dark Side of the Papacy. This guy was, in fact, a Roman Catholic himself, exposing corruption of the papacy through the centuries. And here's what he said here, speaking specifically in reference to Pope John Paul II's attitude toward the predominantly liberal Catholic laity in America. This is what he wrote, quote, "The chief reason the Pope has targeted the American church for his missiles is this. An absolute monarchy of the Vatican variety is in direct conflict with the basic ideals of the first and greatest republic in the world. America prides itself on being the land of the free, and certain forms of freedom are alien to the pontiff's notion of Christian faith. For him, Catholic truth is absolute, and obedience to it a vital necessity. He, as God's anointed spokesman, is obliged to demand instant and unwavering obedience of all, from the humblest parishioner to the most astute theologian." There you have it, folks. A Roman Catholic author himself admitting the Pope demands absolute obedience to his absolute, infallible authority, and therefore he cannot and his church cannot tolerate the notion of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, on and on it goes. They hate the Constitution. They've been waging war against it. Let me tell you, the current war against our freedoms in this country doesn't just stem from the neocons. It goes way beyond them. It doesn't just stem from Wall Street. It doesn't just stem from the international banking cartels. It stems from the Vatican, the originator of the current push for a new world order. They originated it, guys. They created the Jesuits, the first intelligence agency on planet Earth, the one after which all other intelligence agencies have modeled themselves, for the sole purpose of infiltrating governments, other churches, you name it, educational establishments, to bring them ultimately under Rome's banner so that Rome can emerge as the Now, Rome doesn't mind sharing her power with others. Others are working in collaboration with her, but she wants back that domination she had in Europe. You see, there were other powers in Europe besides Rome. All the kings of Europe had their share of the pie. They had power over their individual subjects. But they were subservient to Rome. Rome only let them rule in so much as they ruled in harmony with her wishes. And that's the kind of new world order Rome is creating for us today, folks. Her words, not mine. And I'll have a lot more to be quoting from her tomorrow. So we'll see you then, guys. Have a good day.
Since 1988,